Testament, what a beautiful type in the Old Testament. There was a pillar of fire that hung over the children of Israel. Priests watched that, and when the pillar of fire moved, the trumpet sound, Israel packed camp and left. They followed the pillar of fire. And no matter what time it was, midnight, daylight, middle of the day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever it was, when the pillar of fire moved, the people moved with the fire. A very beautiful type of today. That after 1,500 years of dark ages, there was a man by the name of Martin Luther, saw the pillar of fire that just shall live by faith. Away they went. And they moved out of Catholicism into the earliest birth of the Protestant church, beginning with Martin Luther. Well, Martin Luther went on, he got his church so organized, Luther passed away, many more of his followers passed away, and finally they got it all corrupted. God won't stay among them, so the pillar of fire moved again. But when it began to move in another supernatural revival, well, Luther couldn't see it because he had organized and had his own bylaws and things set to Luther Church, and they just couldn't move with it. But a little fellow named John Wesley, George Whitfield, they seen the pillar of fire, and they moved with it. And the great Methodist revival swept the world. Luther just sat still. All right? And then the Wesleyan, they had a great revival, divine healing and powers of God. Recently I stood when I went over there in England when I was after the healing of St. George when it was prayed for him with the model of sclerosis. And then up there they take me up to Wesley's home and I knelt in the room and prayed, put on his clothes, went out to his pulpit and stood there where he preached so much. And an honorable man, what a great man that he was. And his great revival. So then I think after a while, after the going to John Wesley and Asbury and Whitfield and many of those, after they passed along a few more rounds, it's like it wasn't apostolic days, then the first thing you know, while the Methodists begin to cool off and they begin to get their rituals and forms and everything and get self-starts and sit down, and you know, the pillar of fire began to move out. That's right. And some people named Pentecost, they saw it. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Away they went. Just left Methodist set on the rim. And away they went. And they had a revival that swept around the world. That's right. But the sad part is, you know, Pentecost is just about getting about like the rest of them now again. That's right. That's true. But you know, the Spirit of God's are moving on. The pillar of fire is moving out just the same. And all those people